This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Coulter!
So welcome to another great episode here of Celebrity Authority Show. We have here in the studio, Sarah Cross. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Sam. It's a pleasure.
Sarah, you flew up from Melbourne. Tell us a little bit more about who you are and what do you do?
So, Sam, I'm a business coach and industry speaker in the giftware and homeware industry.
Okay, and what does that mean? Tell us more. Tell us more. I'm interested because gifts is now the new big thing in business today.
Yeah, that's right. So I actually work with small business owners to help them land the really big fish. So in corporate Australia, there's lots of really great lucrative accounts that they can scale their business really rapidly by acquiring them.
And what? And we acquire them through what? Throwing a carrot in front of them, gifts and that type of stuff. How do we do it? Like, what do we do?
I have the formula. I have a very proven methodology, a formula of walking them through those steps.
Can we have some insights? Can you tell us a few little secret ingredients of this formula?
Well, the formula was developed really from my own personal experience of starting my own business when I was 24 years old. So being able to land and attract the right type of clients, there are particular industries that work very well and they spend a very high volume lucrative accounts with gifting companies.
So tell us, let's go back to 24 years old, which obviously was only last year.
Thank you.
tell us more about this journey from 24. Like, that seems like very young for you to then find yourself and get a message out. So what happened at 24, Sarah?
So at 24, I had a turning point where I decided that I really wanted to take the leap into being a small business owner. I threw in a job, which at the time, you know, I received quite a lot of criticism, and there was obviously, it was just really taking a leap of faith in myself. I'd been raised in a family of small business owners, both my parents are small business owners, so I had, I guess it was in the blood, and it was a burning desire to leave a paid job and start my own venture.
At 24, for you to leave a paid job and, you know, start to become an entrepreneur, that would have been nerve-wracking, particularly for a lot of other people out there that are trying to transition the same as well.
Exactly. It was definitely just having that belief in yourself, and I didn't give myself any opportunity to fail.
Mm. So tell me a little bit more about this this whole area of gifts. Why would you say it is important for business people today to embrace this whole aspects of gift giving?
So gift giving really is about creating and building a rapport and a relationship.
Yeah.
It's about...
I've noticed that whenever I go home and take some flowers to the wife.
that works well. Yeah. It leaves a lasting impression. There are particular industries that are very heavily reliant, particularly very competitive industries in the property market, in the real estate market. Also in luxury cars, they're turning over high ticket sales, and they want to retain customers. They rely on referrals. I mean, everyone knows in business, you know, it's all about word of mouth. So to be able to reward and recognise and value those clients and get referrals and repeat business, that's what sets one business apart from the other.
Absolutely, you know, and I love it when it's personalised to me as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So corporate Australia has really moved that way. You know, we spoke, you know, about content marketing. Now it's all about gift marketing. And
Wait, that's cool. I like that. So tell us more, because, you know, we've all heard of content marketing. Get your content out there in the marketplace. But now you're saying it's more around giving gifts to
absolutely
attract new business.
It really is about that surprise element, that unexpected element of actually receiving something to making that person who you've had that relationship with feel really special, feel really valued.
And this is more than just Christmas time or Easter time, you get the chocolates.
That's right.
All year round?
It is. It's all year round. And that's where I find, you know, the failure rate of small businesses, particularly in a seasonal industry such as gifting, they are really only sort of predominantly busy at 1 month of the year. So it's a matter of them actually being able to have that steady cash flow throughout the remain to recur every month of the year.
All right. So if I'm a manager, I'm a leader, I'm a business owner, entrepreneur, etc., I wanted to attract more business, or let's say I want to, you know, create more people out there that all about word of mouth. What do I do to give gifts? Is it just a matter of sending them through a box of chocolates or some flowers?
Well, that's where you work with my clients who actually are the gifting specialists. So they can implement a corporate reward program. They can align themselves with strategic partners to be able to provide those sort of gift appreciation gifts.
Yeah, so it is more about making it relevant to each individual person.
Absolutely.
And having an actual strategy around it.
Yes, absolutely. To have maximum impact, it really has to be customised and personalised to the actual brand and to the actual company. So it's very much about marketing, either with food, if it's a gourmet food brand, or it's actually about providing something that will be functional and reused. So there's a growing trend with gifting companies providing real estate and property managers, property-based companies, with gifts for their clients where the gift will be reused in the home. So a really beautiful platter, a really beautiful cookbook.
So it's very personal.
It's very personal, yeah. Yes. And it's a maximum impact because it's a talking point. When you go over, you've purchased your new home and someone is going to compliment you. Yes. And where did you know, that's a lovely piece. So it's a talking piece about, and that's where the referral and the repeat business comes in for the client.
Sarah, what you're on at the moment is very, very hot topic out there in the marketplace, which is great. So what do you do now? Like, what's your message to the world? What do you do?
So my message is really about getting small businesses who, you know, I find that they really think too small. It's really about thinking big.
And you run your own company?
So I privately coach and mentor, and I also run an online program for companies that are just starting out in the gifting space. I also run workshops and retreats. So we all come together, a lot of female entrepreneurs, where we all come together and we all network and create some fabulous opportunities. In their businesses to take them to the next level.
Yeah, mate, it sounds like an absolute party, but at the same time, when you're giving a gift, it's a great feeling that you get as well.
Absolutely, it is. It's, you know, it's great to be able to give that and also to be able to receive that feedback of how much of a difference it's made in someone's life, how it's made them feel so special.
Yeah. Hey, what do you do in your spare time, Sarah? What do you do to recharge your tank? How do you give yourself a gift? Like, what do you do?
I absolutely love to travel, Sam. That's always been a burning desire. I set off overseas when I was 21 on my own, much to my parents' horror.
Wow.
And I based myself in Canada for a year.
Wow.
So that was a really great experience. I have two young sons, so I love spending time with family. And I also love trying new restaurants and going out and trying new places because I'm a Melbourne girl.
Yes.
Lots of great coffee and lots of great food.
Yep. Hey, Sarah, really, really interesting, the stuff that you're doing, and we'll certainly see a lot more of you out there. And again, thank you so much for coming here into the studio here in Sydney and sharing some of your amazing information. But before you go, we actually have this challenge at the end of all of our interviews, and it's called this, the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. Sarah, do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge.
All right, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Pink.
Of course it is. Favourite food?
Asian.
Asian.
Yeah. Anything Asian. Japanese is my favourite.
Favourite celebrity?
Favourite celebrity is Oprah.
Oprah.
I'm a big Oprah fan.
Yeah.
I love her interview technique and her strength as a woman.
As a powerful woman, absolutely. Favourite actor?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Which is actually later on we're going to ask for the movie.
Yeah.
Favourite professional speaker?
Male, I would have to say yourself, Sam.
Thank you.
Female, I've been watching a bit of Mel Robbins. She's doing
great
TEDx talks about sort of getting out of your own way.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's really great.
I love it. Favorite book?
Favorite book I picked up at the airport just recently. I love reading business books. This one was a bit more finance. The Barefoot Investor by Scott Pape.
Yep.
Some really, really practical, clever, everyday financial advice in
there. And he's also a Melbourneite as
He is.
Our favourite movie?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Featuring Matt Damon. Yes. Favourite city?
I would say Istanbul.
Yes.
Turkey was my favorite country.
Favorite drink?
Mojito.
Oh, I love it. Our favorite pizza topping.
Favorite pizza topping. I love a good seafood pizza.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
And Sarah, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I think I would love to be an eagle.
An eagle, why?
I'd love the gift of flight.
Love it.
And to be able to travel and see more of the world.
Yeah, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Sarah. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. And we'll see you again at next episode.